Welcome to Hear Hoover, the Hoover Middle School podcast. Our podcast crew includes Avery,
Henry,
Jocelyn,
Vivian,
Kamani,
Doug,
Ellen,
Kaylin,
Ireland,
and Braylon.
Thank you for joining us with our 10th episode of Season 2. This podcast is associated with Women's History Month. In this episode, we will be sharing background for Women's History Month and interviews with a few women leaders in the Waterloo Community School District.
Women's History Month started off as a local celebration in Santa Rosa, California. Instead of a month celebrating women, it was only a week.
In 1980, a group of women's groups and historians, led by the National Women's History Project, successfully lobbied for national recognition. In February of 1980, President Jimmy Carter declared the week of March 8th as National Women's History Week.
Women's History Week finally became a month-long celebration in 1987, when the president passed a law that Women's History Month will be in March.
The main point is that even though women's history is a newer addition to our many celebrations, it's still very important to the building of our world.
The 19th Amendment was the person that granted women the right to vote. The first nation in the world that granted women the right to vote was New Zealand. The main reason why men didn't give women the right to vote is because they believed that women were childlike and incapable of independent thought. Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady thought that was wrong and fought for their right as women. And finally, Susan B. Anthony was the first woman to get to vote after many protests. A woman always wanted to vote, but since they couldn't, they always fought. Even some men thought they should have been able to vote, but finally, on August 18, 1920, they finally got the right to vote.
Who are you?
I'm Melissa Benedict.
Okay, how long have you taught here?
This is my 14th year.
How long have you teach, like, in general?
I've always taught at Hoover, so it's
so
my 14th.
Always taught at Hoover. That's cool. Who is the most influential woman you know?
Oh, wow. Like, someone, like, popular or, like, no?
So, someone that you know who's, like, most influential to you.
Like, probably even just, like, my mom. Just, like, someone I look up to.
Do you think women have equal rights to men today?
Yes.
Okay. Why do we need a special month to honor women?
To honor all the hard work and stuff that goes on maybe behind the scenes, like, sometimes.
What types of stereotypes do people have about women? That might not be true or might be true.
I think a lot of times that we can't do certain things. Maybe even, like, related to, like, strength and so forth.
What are some of the biggest challenges that women face today?
I would say probably proving ourselves in those, like, certain situations.
And finally, when do you think America will have its first female president?
Oh, I think soon. I don't know if we can give an exact year, but I think we're close.
So, like, 20-ish years, maybe?
Yeah, I would say.
You think one of us could be a woman president?
Yes.
Please introduce yourself.
My name is Miss Thompson. I'm the art teacher at Hoover.
March is Women's History Month. Who are women artists who have helped shape art?
There are a lot of women artists. Many of them you probably don't necessarily know about because they did their work for some male artists and the men took all the credit for it. But some examples would be Frida Kahlo, Mary Cassatt, Rosa Bonheur, Helen Frankenthaler is one that I like a lot, Cindy Sherman, Louise Nevelson, Artemisia Gentileschi. So a lot of those artists were working right along with some male artists, and then the male artists usually got to sign their name to it, and nobody knew that the woman did it.
If you could speak to any woman in history, who would it be?
If I'm thinking of an artist, it would probably be Georgia O'Keeffe. She's from Wisconsin, and so she's from the Midwest. but she spent a lot of time in New Mexico, and she does a lot of art about nature, and I kind of like to do the same kind of art. She was very independent. Is that it? I think that's it.
Who has been a woman leader in your life and why?
Probably my grandmas. Both of my grandmas were outgoing and adventurous and taught me a lot of artistic and creative things. How to sew, how to cook. One grandma used to take us to all kinds of art classes and to art museums all the time. So my grandma's.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Here at Hoover Podcast.
Hi, Henry.
Okay, let's start off by asking your role here at Hoover.
I work in the counseling center. I help kids when they come in get to what counselor they need to see. I answer the phone. I oversee the counseling center leaders, which you are a part of.
Yes, I am. So what led you to work here at Hoover?
Well, I found out there was an opening in the library, so I put in an application and I got the job.
So you started working in the library at first?
Yes.
So then you went down to the counseling center?
Well, then I did intervention for a while, and then I went into the counseling center.
Okay. So one woman in history in the past, who would you pick?
I really like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She was on the Supreme Court, and she was a big advocate for women's rights.
Okay. Now, also, what's somebody else from your present time that you look up to?
That would probably be my mother. She has since passed, but she was one of the reasons why I got into education. She was a kindergarten teacher for over 30 years, and she taught me how important education was, and
so she really led you into the path of teaching?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think that's it. So thank you for joining us on Here at Hoover Podcast.
Hello, welcome to Hugh Hoover. Could you please introduce yourself?
My name is Cherise Ortman, and I am the Secondary Curriculum and Advanced Programs Coordinator for the Waterloo School District.
What is your role in the Waterloo School?
So I oversee middle and high school curriculum. Mm-hmm. And all of the advanced classes and college courses that students can take.
This podcast is connected to National Women's History Month. And how have you shown leadership in our district?
Well, probably over the last 10 years working as a district administrator, I've been able to work with incredible staff and students to build programs, mm-hmm. to build opportunities for our students, mm-hmm. and to make connections from kindergarten through 12th grade.
What about in your community?
In my community, I'm also very proud to be part of the Waterloo Community School District, so I try to participate in events outside of our district, not just for the Waterloo schools, but for other organizations, community members in this area who have started businesses. My husband and I always try to attend different events and maybe restaurants or businesses that people in our community have started. We're very proud of that.
Can you give me a few examples of like organization and stuff you've been in, like events you've been in?
Oh, different. Well, we go to different fundraising events, mm-hmm. in the community. We go to any kind of, if there's an outdoor music event, if there's something hosted by our community that involves different cultures, mm-hmm. Within our community, we love to attend that. We love to listen to people in our community who are musicians, mm-hmm. Who are performers. We like to attend theater. We really like to attend, as I said before, different restaurants that are owned by local community members. Mm-hmm. And we really like just to be out and about in our community. We're very proud of it.
And which woman in history would you like to talk to if you could talk to anybody in our past? And what would you ask them? And why?
Oh, boy. That is a really good question. I think about, you know, Mother Teresa because of her patience and her ability to really focus on emotional intelligence and to stay so calm and reserved. when she's been met with opposition and things that are difficult for other people to accept. She maintained a sense of balance and very centered with her emotions and how she was able to pull from that when she was met with opposition or anger or frustration or things that other people might get upset about. She seemed to go the opposite direction. I'd probably also love to talk to Michelle Obama. I'd love to talk to Oprah Winfrey. I also see those as strong women who have been able to balance out society and focus on humanity first and really listen to other people who might think differently than them without getting upset.
Yes, those are two good ones. I know Oprah Winfrey. She's very inspirational. Who has been a woman, a hero in your life, and why are they a hero in your life?
Oh, probably an easy one is my mom.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm very proud of the way she parented. She knew that her children were different and they needed different things. So she gave us exactly what we needed, but was very consistent and caring and open-minded, but knew that if something was going the wrong way, she wasn't going to allow it to happen and would remind us that, hey, you can't do everything that you want to do. So she had a good balance of reminding us what it meant to be respectful, but also to have a lot of flexibility in the way that we grew up. And just being very calm as a calm woman, too, and caring about humanity. I really respected those qualities of my mother, and I realize it more now that my mom has passed away, of what an impact and an influence she was on how I've become a woman as I've grown up.
So your mom, how did she convince, like, has she been part of the reason why you were in the Waterloo School District, or, like, was that just, like, a decision you made over time, or was that part of your mom?
Well, my mom was a para in the Waterloo schools, mm-hmm. and I went through the Waterloo schools, and I enjoyed school. I enjoyed the opportunities that I had in school, and my mom was a big one on just always be educated, and she would read to us and encourage us to be good thinkers and to be open-minded, and I would say she probably did to some extent, because I remember her talking about being a para educator in Waterloo. And at the time, I was deciding what I wanted to major in, and I circled back to education, and I wanted to be in Waterloo and give back to a community that I felt gave me so much. And I would say my mom probably was a part of that influence.
Was there any other people that were in the influence?
That have influenced me in life? Yeah. I had
like any teachers?
Yeah, I did. I had a teacher in college. Mm-hmm. And she, at that time, I decided that I was going to be an English major, and I took a theater arts in the child class, and she really encouraged me to go into education. I think she's been an influence in my life. I would also say I have a colleague that I worked with through the Kennedy Center, and just the way that she was so reflective and always thought about how could we improve student learning. I really enjoyed those conversations. I've probably had a couple of other people in my life that I've really enjoyed processing the job that we get to have, which is focused around student achievement. And in my philosophy, I believe it improves humanity. So I would say probably quite a few women that I've come across in life who have inspired me and influenced me.
Yep. Well, thank you. That would be all for today's podcast interview. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
My mother told me to just be a lady, and for her, that meant to be your own person, be independent. That was said by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Thank you for listening to...
Here!